The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
And welcome to another episode of Good Vibrations. Today we're talking about tuning fork therapy. Specific frequencies have a great effect on the body, and there are many kinds of tuning forks out there that can enhance the body's natural healing abilities. Tuning forks are another inexpensive tool you can put in your 21st century first aid kit, like the color therapy that we talked about last week, that is very easy to use and very effective. Today, joining me is Connie Luisi, who's going to help us in our discussion of tuning fork therapy. Welcome, Connie.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm really eager to talk about these tuning forks. I'm very interested. And tell me, how did you come to start the Sound, Color, and Light for Life Healing Center that you now run?
My research showed that sound and color, whether it be all different types of methods, tuning forks, music, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, chanting, or even certain technology pieces like we talked about in the first episode with cymatics, that all of these have such a profound effect on the body. So I wanted to be able to give people another choice other than a pill. Medicine affects me so differently than the average person, and I don't like the side effects and the fact that it's an unknown factor for me, because I don't know how it's going to affect me. And I just find it so much easier and gentler on the body to use vibrational therapy.
Yeah, I've been hearing that more and more from people, that they prefer not to take pharmaceuticals, and that they have the long-range impact of pharmaceuticals hasn't really come to be known yet, as many new drugs have only just come to market.
That's very true, and a lot of people have a lot of liver issues, and you find that more and more these days, and it's because the liver is what cleans all of this stuff out of your system. So the more garbage that we put into it, the harder the job the liver has to in terms of handling it. So you're going to see more and more and more of people with liver issues and liver transplants, because the liver just wasn't meant to handle all this garbage that we're putting in it.
Yeah, and there seems to be a new ailment being advertised, or a pill for a new ailment being advertised every day on television. But I'm interested, what kinds of ailments do tuning forks handle the best?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose, so I need to make that clear. But the clients that come to see me and their families have all reported significant changes in back and neck and shoulder pain, and we're going to talk about specific forks that I use for that. Reabsorption of bone spurs into the body. I myself had a heel spur, and it was rather large, and I used a tuning fork, and in less than a month, I no longer had the heel spur. And meanwhile, the doctors were wanting me to have surgery, and it was going to be 6 months without walking for that particular one. Improvement in the thyroid and pancreas function. Erectile dysfunction is a big one these days. Viagra is over $7 a pill. And depending on the circumstances, it's not for every circumstance, but depending on the circumstance, that is an easy ailment that can be fixed with tuning forks. And most of all, people just have more energy, more vitality, and their overall physical and emotional stability is what they get from tuning fork therapy.
Yeah, I mean, I know myself, I had a very severe knife-like pain in my back, and someone used a tuning fork just on that spot alone, and the pain went away within 10 minutes and didn't return for the entire day. It's really just fascinating. Can you talk a little bit about how tuning forks work?
Yes, humans can hear anywhere from 20 to 20,000 hertz. Hertz is how they measure sound. It's the number of cycles per second, so how fast the tuning fork moves back and forth in 1 second. So I have some tuning forks that are as low as 100 hertz, and I have another one that's as high as 4,092. So it's kind of amazing to think that this tuning fork is waving back and forth 4,092 times in a second. But it's true.
It's really
and dogs,
amazing.
They can... It is, isn't it? And dogs, they can hear up to 60,000 hertz. So if your dog barks before your phone rings or before your gate opens or some other sound, it's because they can already hear it at the initiation of the sound, even though it may not even be close to you and you can't hear it. And sound is so amazing because it can move through all forms of matter, gases, liquids, and solids. So one of my favorite authors is Theo Gimbel, and he wrote Form, Sound, and Color Healing. And he says that disease is caused by us trying to create a static state out of what was meant to be fluid. And so when you think about it in metaphysics, they're always talking about, I have a blockage here, I have a blockage there. And really, it's somewhat true. We try to make something solid out of what is supposed to be fluid, and basically your body is meant to be fluid, changeable, mutable all the time. So sound is used to set into flow that which has already become static.
Well, and you can think of a highway, and one car has a problem and causes a huge backup all the way down the highway, sometimes for miles. So if we look at that picture, it's easy to understand what can happen in the body, given the number of items that need to be transported. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of tuning forks or vibrational medicine?
Sure. The history actually is rather old. As far back as 583 BC, Pythagoras made a device called a monochord and set the pitch to 256 hertz. And after that, it's not recorded again until the Egyptians and the Greeks used it for mathematical calculations. And then from there, it really skips all the way to 1550 in Italy, where some physicians and mathematicians noticed how sound was being perceived through the skin. So we talked last week in the color therapy conversation on how your skin sees in technicolor. It can see the color and it can feel the vibration. And that's basically what they were observing. So again, another physician in Italy saw that it might be used as a diagnostic tool for hearing disorders because of the vibration through the skin. But probably the most famous person when it comes to a tuning fork is John Shore. And he was a royal trumpeter and lutist in England in 1711. And he created the first tuning fork. He called it a pitchfork, and it was made of steel, and it was the key of A at 423.5 hertz. But then moving forward, you had a German physicist, Ernesti Cinaldi, who he took a violin bow and would draw it across the rim of a metal plate that had different pieces of sand on that plate, and he found that the sound waves produced different patterns. And just like everything seems to happen in our world today, he didn't really get a whole lot of acknowledgement for that. And it wasn't until the 1960s that Hans Jenny reproduced those studies. And that's where cymotherapy actually began with his works.
You know, you mentioned you mentioned the violin bow or the cello bow going across a plate. And it makes me think of music and how impactful music can be on someone's mood. And it appears that there has been some scientific evidence that sound is absorbed through the skin. I think you mentioned someone had realized that quite early or long ago in history. And to think about all of the sound that bombards us constantly, especially if we're out on the highway and we encounter someone that chooses to turn their bass up very loud. I find that myself very disturbing. But they talk in the news about sound and music being too loud and hurting the eardrum. But it sounds like, given this information, we can understand sound to affect the entire body. Can you tell us
yes.
a little bit? Yes, to speak.
Very much so, because different sounds will make different patterns within the body and actually change the cellular structure of the body. The O sound produces a perfect circle in those geometric shapes when you take the bow across it. The Om produces an ancient mandala type form. Another person, Fabian, in the 1970s did a study, and they saw that on a cellular level that the note C made cells grow longer, and D produced a variety of colors, and E made them spherical, and R, F made them round. So a lot of different things completely change the cellular structure of the body based on the sound that's happening around them. And yes, music is a huge component, and there's a lot of different types of sound therapy, and music is certainly one of them.
It's totally amazing to me that they don't do more with sound in medicine, given the fact that if a diseased cell is malfunctioning or misshapen, and they can determine what frequency or tone would correct that misshapenness, why wouldn't they do that?
Well, there's a lot of new ongoing studies. In fact, they just came out with one on Yahoo and various other media the other day about dementia and Alzheimer's. And they took people's favorite music from whatever era they were from, and they would play it. And what they found was all of a sudden all of these Alzheimer and dementia patients were talking more. They were all of a sudden able to communicate with their neighbors. And what they realized was that this was the music that they loved and remembered were bringing them somewhat out of their shell. And then when others would hear that same music, they would start speaking and asking questions about that era and about the music in particular. So the music was able, in some respects, to unwind them out of their dementia back into reality today. So there's a lot of different ways to use music.
Yes, I've heard that the music is the universal language, so that, you know, and having been a band member in high school myself, I know that songs in the key of C and in major scales are very happy. The parade marches and things are, tend to make people very jovial and energized, while things in minor keys, like, if you could think of Bach fugues and funeral music, tend to be very saddening. And so it's totally amazing what we can do. And especially with cancer patients, when they're kept very, very positive, attitude is everything, and very positive help them recover so much faster. And music can bring upon those states.
And our bodies are always trying to come to a homeostatic resonance all the time, just like a plant growing towards the sun. Mm-hmm. It's always trying to reach there. And Dr. John Bailu, who will be on in a few weeks, his idea is the fundamental principle of sound healing is that physical, emotional, and mental symptoms are being generated by an underlying energy field. Thus, if we change the energy field, then the physical, emotional, and mental behavior patterns will also change. So on that note, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Connie Luisi about tuning forks.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Good Vibrations. Today we're discussing tuning fork therapy. And if you're interested in taking a class with me in person or purchasing the class online, you can go to www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com. That's SoundcolorandLightForLife.com. Today joining me is Connie Luisi, and again, we're talking about tuning fork therapy.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on, Connie. We appreciate it.
When we talked a lot about the history and how tuning forks work in our first segment, but I'm curious, if I were to come to you for some tuning fork therapy, what might I expect to experience?
Well, people are usually a little bit amazed. It really depends on what their issues are when they come. Most people come to a session that I call Reboot the Body. And the reason why is because you get your nervous system, endocrine system, and Chinese meridian systems all rebooted. So when you leave, you're pretty much floating out the door.
Our bodies, wonderful.
Yeah, our bodies just haven't had this nurturing. We may go and have a massage done and that nurtures the body. But it's kind of like hitting the Control-Alt-Delete button on the body and saying, you know, all these things that I have caused, where I've caused strife and stress and emotional upset and physical upset in my body, can we just get rid of all that and reboot it all?
Well, that's wonderful. At least it doesn't clear out the memory, though, as it does on the computer. Sometimes I wish it would.
That's right. That's right. So the way it works is the spine vibrates to the key of C. So the forks that I use for this particular one are the Auto 64, the Auto 128, and I also use the Ohm, which is the sound of the earth, which is a 136.1 hertz. And the reason why is that you have a cerebral spinal pump in your back, and that pump in your spine is what pumps the spinal fluid, oxygen, all the nutrients, blood, and everything to the brain. So if you kind of feel like you're in a mental fog and you can't seem to get out, if you have one shoulder that seems higher than the other or one hip that appears higher than the other, different kinds of shoulder aches or even knee aches, because most of the time we overcompensate for when something has a problem somewhere else in the back or in the spinal area. And what this does is it resets that and starts that cerebral spinal pump back up. And you actually, people are amazed, they'll actually feel this rush going in their head. They'll get lightheaded there for a second when that pump turns back on, because all of a sudden the brain is getting all these nutrients and spinal fluid and oxygen that it hasn't had for a while. So it's kind of the difference between when you turn a faucet on and it's trickling and when you turn the faucet on and it's on full on.
Yeah, yes, I've experienced cranial sacral therapy, which is a similar to a massage for your head and different parts of the body. But this sounds a lot easier than that. That was about an hour-long session. How long is your Reboot the Body session?
Well, depending on the person's situation and how long they might have had something out, you know, some part of their vertebra that's out or a hip that's been out, it can only take 5 or 10 minutes. And then there's other people it has taken a little bit longer. But what's nice about this process is generally once it's put back in, You don't have to come back. It's not like it's a recurring thing unless you fell again and hit your head or whatever. Because what it's doing is we call it a bowling ball. And the sphenoid bone is behind the nose, and it's what keeps your head completely perpendicular with the spine. And when that gets knocked out, the body has to compensate to try to keep that perpendicular status. And so that's how one shoulder gets higher than the other, or one hip gets higher. So when this gets put back into place with its tuning fork, extremely easy and gentle. There's absolutely no pain, nothing invasive involved in it. We take the stem of the tuning fork, which is not the piece that vibrates back and forth, but the handle, and we put it on the sacrum, which is a bowl type shaped bone that's down in the hip area. And we put it on that part of your back, and it basically vibrates all the way up and down the spine. And we're just trying to tell the spine to wake up and to energize and activate the places where things have been a little out of whack, or there has been some kind of a blockage. And once that's done, it will initiate this response in the body, and the body does all the work. The forks are just there to say, wake up, guys, this is what we need to do, and now you need to go ahead and get there. And so once that pump is turned back on, the bowling ball is no longer there, and you have the thing that I hear the most from clients is their mental clarity was amazing afterwards.
Then tell me, I myself have herniated discs, and I have had back surgery. Does that cause an issue? I mean, would the tuning fork still work on someone like me or others with back injuries?
Well, the only time you are hesitant with vibrational therapy is if somebody has some kind of a machine, a pacemaker, a defibrillator, some kind of mechanical device in their body. You don't ever want to use vibrational therapy near that, because that could definitely invade that particular device. If you have bones that have been fused together in your back, this can alleviate some of the issues, but it depends on, you know, what the end result was. Everybody's completely different. I worked on a lady one time who had broken her lower back, and she did not tell me that up front. So it took me a longer period of time to get her pump back on, but she was absolutely amazed. She said, I can't believe it. I have not been out of pain for 4 years since I had this surgery and since I broke my back. And she said, I can't believe it, but I have absolutely no pain right now. I had another gentleman who wasn't able to turn his head to the left, and he had been to every type of doctor there was, an osteopath, a neurologist. They actually did cervical traction and hung him from the doorway of the doctor's office, and still he couldn't turn his head to the left. And again, after only 5 minutes of working on this gentleman, when we were done, there's a little exercise you do where you turn your head back and forth, and all this starts to put that spine back into place. And he turned his head all the way to the left, and I thought him and his wife were both going to break down in tears, because it's the first time in 13 years he could turn his head to the left.
Yeah, so now he can quickly turn and look at her when she's yelling at him. So it sounds like, regardless of how injured your back is, as long as you don't have any, working or electric device inserted into your body anywhere, tuning forks can help and do help people.
Everything's a possibility.
Well, what about organs? Organs that have become damaged, livers that have been damaged by alcoholism, pancreases that are not functioning or underperforming due to diabetes. Are there a different type of fork used on organs?
Yes, there's really two different ones there. The first one I'll speak to is more of the pancreas side of it than the liver. But there's a set of forks called the endocrine forks, and they basically go through the entire endocrine system, and everybody thinks, well, I don't know what that is, but you truly do. It starts with the pineal gland, which is in your head. It's in the center of your head. It's very small, like the size of a pea. And it is the body's light meter. And really, what its main use for is that when animals go into hibernation or come out, know to grow hair before the season, and the same thing when they're coming out of season to lose their hair. So it helps the body to understand seasons. So how does that equate to a human? To us, it's if you have problems sleeping and things like that, the endocrine forks are wonderful for that, because it will open up that pineal gland so that you don't have insomnia problems. Then you have the pituitary gland, which is the human growth hormone. So if somebody's having problems with growth, either growing too fast or too much or not growing enough when they're in puberty, then this can help that particular situation. But also the thing with the pituitary gland is the fact that it's kind of what I would call the traffic cop for the entire endocrine system. So it tells everybody else what to do. So if that particular one is not working correctly, then you have a problem because it's not talking to the rest of the system correctly.
You have a lot of problems.
Exactly. And so what I end up finding, and again, I'm not a doctor, I can't diagnose, I just tell you what the forks tell me. But basically, a lot of people that come to me and they have some thyroid issues or they have diabetes and hypoglycemia, the forks are basically saying that it's really an issue where each one of these endocrine glands are trying to operate as an independent nation rather than talking to each other. And that's a big problem. Or it's a problem up with the pituitary, not getting the actual signal down to the other gland correctly. So the next one is the thyroid. So, of course, that has to do with your metabolism. But it has other functions as well, like water retention and things like that. It also has to do with your heart rate and your blood pressure. And then that's the one I was telling you about at the beginning with the parathyroid, is sits right on top of the thyroid, and it balances the calcium production in the body. So it's what I use to get rid of my heel spur. I kept using the thyroid fork to wake that up, so that, because the way that parathyroid works is really ingenious in the body, is that when it's out of balance, it creates bad calcium, which are all these bone spurs, neck spurs, heel spurs. And when it's in balance, it will suck back in all the bad calcium and push out good calcium into your bones and strengthen your bones.
No,
so it's a fabulous way to get rid of heel spurs and bone spurs.
Well, that would include things like osteoarthritis too, correct?
Yes. Yes, because a lot of people that I run across that have things like arthritis and have things like osteoporosis, they also have some kind of a bone spur, usually a neck spur or a spine spur. And so what that tells you right there is it's sucked all the good calcium out of their bones and is pushing them into these alternative spurs. And if you can get that back in a balance, it brings those spurs back in and pushes the good calcium back out to their bones, and they don't have near the issue that they had before.
So it's very contrary to the popular belief that most of it is caused genetically and there's really not much you can do about it but suffer through it.
Well, you're speaking to the wrong lady if you want to talk about genetics and the idea that you have to suffer through anything.
Right.
So I have seen some miracles happen with the vibrational therapy that I have performed on people and other people have performed, and it's just amazing what can truly happen through vibrational therapy. So we're going to take a break there, and we come back, we'll finish up with the endocrine forks and move on to some others.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that allergies can manifest themselves in unique ways? Try this. Write something before a meal, and then, an hour later, write again. If you see a drastic change, check out each food and beverage you have ingested and see which ones affect the writing area of the brain. During an allergic response, your pulse, breathing, and behavior can change. These symptoms can occur inside, outside, and after exposure to foods, dust, pollen, mold, or chemicals. Learn more when you tune into Are Unsuspected Allergies Ruining Your Life? With Doris Rapp, MD, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Today, I have with me Connie Luisi, and we're discussing tuning fork therapy. How are you today, Connie?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Lynn.
So we were talking about the endocrine system, and we were talking about a set of forks called the endocrine forks. And just to let everybody know, a place to go and look some of these forks up that to me is the most fantastic site that's out there that will give you a description of all the different kinds of forks is www.luminanti.com, L-U-M-I-N-A-N-T-I.com, because there are so many types of forks that are out there, and she gives such a great description of each one. So we were talking about the endocrine system, and we were down to the pancreas. So diabetes and hypoglycemia are two things that occur in the pancreas, among other things. And so with these endocrine forks, the goal here is to make sure that each one of these glands is working optimally and correctly. And when that happens, then you no longer have whatever the issue was you had in the first place, whether it be diabetes, hypoglycemia. And I've actually seen that happen. So our suggestion always is that they go back to their doctor and have whatever tests done to see if they actually had improvement. And so that's what happens a lot of times. So some of my clients go in and they have their thyroid medicine taken down to a much lower level, or they come completely off of it. So that's the kinds of things that you can see in endocrine system tune-ups. You also have the ovaries and the testes are next. So especially with women, if you have problems with PMS or heavy or no menstruation, again, getting that endocrine system all in balance. So everything's talking to each other correctly, and getting that balance back will make it so that you don't have to suffer with some of those symptoms. And then the last one is the adrenals. A lot of people wave around the flag of adrenal exhaustion these days. And what I find out is a lot of times it doesn't have anything to do with the adrenals. It goes back to the nervous system that we were talking about before, where your body is always on, ooh, is something trying to attack us right now? Should we stay in flight or fight mode or not? And flight or fight doesn't always mean that it's the adrenals. It can also be an overstressing of the nervous system. And so that's what I find a lot of times. So the endocrine system is kind of tricky because there are a lot of different places for things to go wrong, and especially if they're not all communicating together correctly.
You know, it's interesting. I've often heard the human body referred to as a microcosm of the entire world, so that all of the different functions going on in the body are actually happening in the world. And if the human body doesn't communicate with itself and cooperate, it becomes diseased. And the world is not exactly cooperating with itself right now, from my perspective. Lots of people arguing over who is right and who is wrong around the globe today. And it's interesting that it's manifesting globally as it does in the body. But the body will die if it doesn't change its behavior. And perhaps we can learn a thing or two from our bodies and apply it to the world that we live in.
Very true, because, again, as John Bailey had said earlier in his quote, the emotional and the mental symptoms and the things that we say and the thoughts that we think and the judgments that we make are the things that are locking our bodies up and blocking them up. So if you can begin to unwind all that and just be an allowance of what's going on around you, then you'll see that the stress goes away, that a lot of the hardships go away.
So if could you talk just briefly about thought. And thoughts are things, or, you know, everything in the universe was once a thought. So if a thought occurs in the body, it will have a physiological response associated with it, or a component thereof. And these things happen through vibration. Is that not true?
That is true. Everything is energy. And so, you know, I can say something and it can have a negative effect on you and a positive effect on somebody else. So it's not a universal idea. It's different for every particular person. And that's what makes it so difficult to try to watch and trap and keep track of, to say, you know, don't do this or do this. This will keep you healthy and this won't. It really just depends on the person's thought process and how they take that stuff into their bodies.
Yeah, I have seen some research on calibrating, or the calibration of ideas, and how highly calibrated something is, and or what the energy level of it is. And I understand that the Bible is one of the most highly calibrated books in the universe. This is not from a religious perspective at all. It's just from the types of ideas within, more of going back again to the cooperation that doesn't seem to be occurring on a grand scale these days.
Very true. Very true.
So words and thoughts are things and have vibration and can affect the body negatively or positively. So some of the music, I know I have teenagers, and some of the music that they listen to is not very pleasing to my ear, but they seem to enjoy it a great deal.
So, well, and music used to be built differently back in the time of Bach and all of the masters, and it was all built off of the perfect fifth, and it's not built that way anymore. And so back then it used to be infused with the emotion of the master, but again, it's not built that way anymore, and they actually try to infuse music with the sound, with the emotion, the vibration of the emotion. They have a machine now that can put that into the music. So just like everything else, we try to synthesize everything and recreate it rather than just doing it the natural way. That seems to be human nature these days.
Right. Well, we'll be forced to go back to nature if nature chooses not to have us around anymore. So we're trying to avoid that. And with tuning fork therapy, we can come a long way to get out of a lot of the allopathic remedies, medications and pharmaceuticals and such. So
I agree. So I want to talk for a minute about human organ forks. There is a set of forks that Barbara Hero from the Lambota Institute, she actually did the research for this. She did not create the forks, but she did the research behind it, where she realized that everybody's organs all resonate to the exact same frequency. So my pancreas, your pancreas, and everybody else that's listening to us, our pancreas all resonate to the same frequency. Your stomach, my stomach, everybody's stomach resonates to that frequency. The only time that that changes is if that particular organ is not doing well. Then instead of staying at one frequency, it kind of oscillates up and down. So what happens with these human organ forks is I can put them on various parts of the body, and I can locate which organs are needing assistance, which organs are not really happy. And it's almost like the organ has amnesia, where it knows it has a frequency, but it can't remember what it is or how to get there. So when you put this fork on the body, it recognizes, oh, that's what my frequency is. So if you can get that organ then to hold and maintain that frequency, then there isn't an issue with that particular organ anymore. So I have seen that time and time again, where people have issues with their small intestines. They come to me where they're having problems with diarrhea or constipation for a long period of time. Well, again, we'll work on the colon or the intestine forks, just different things like that. And then, or they're having stomach problems. I had a client who had a paralyzed stomach, and we worked with her on the stomach issues. And when you do that, then all of a sudden there is no longer any problem with that organ, and you will see all the symptoms go away.
Now, you said before that the organs seem to have gotten amnesia or started oscillating at a frequency that wasn't optimal, and mm-hmm. something caused that to occur. Now, if you're able to correct it and remember its frequency. What does it take to keep that frequency, to hold it, to how can people protect themselves from encountering the stimuli that set their organs oscillating at suboptimal frequencies in the first place?
Well, to me, one of the best known writings of this is from Dr. Jerry Tennant's book, Healing is Voltage. And he's a doctor in Texas, and he's just fabulous at what he does. And what his research has shown is that the body is supposed to be at a pH of 7.35, which equates to minus 25 millivolts. And so what happens is, as we become sick through our thoughts and what's going on, we get so stressed that we just can't, our body can't produce and stay at that level anymore. Our pH balance starts to go down. So that minus 25 goes down to zero, and it can even flip where, instead of even being neutral, your body is now acidic. It doesn't mean the whole body is acidic, but a particular part of the body becomes acidic. So cancer patients are all at a positive 30 charge. So what happens is, if you introduce negative ions from the biomat, or you go outside and hug a tree, put your feet in the grass, sit in the sun, all these things give you negative ions back into the body, and it helps to bring back the body from the plus side back to the minus 25 side, where everything's normal. The problem is, when you get from an alkaline environment and you start to move towards an acidic environment, that's when bacteria, viruses, fungus, and all the bugs that you have in your gut all start to come alive, because they can't live in a oxygen rich, high alkaline environment. So the more that you let your guard down based off of what's going on with your stress levels and your love life and work, and see how heavy all that feels, as that starts to go down, then all of a sudden your pH balance starts to also go down as well. So the best thing that you can do is to keep your pH level where it is, keep it up at a healthy level. So how can that happen? Again, your dog, when he comes in and wants to lay on your lap at night, what he's doing is he's giving up his electrons to you, because he's going to go out tomorrow and run around in the yard again and wind his electrons right back up. If you go out and you hug a tree, you're getting from that tree the electrons. When you're sitting in the yard, sitting in the grass, putting your feet in the dirt, you're getting the negative electrons from the earth. So all these things can help to build. So this society that we've created, we're always indoors, always sitting in front of a computer, which is an electron stealer, sitting under fluorescent lights, it's an electron stealer. All these kinds of things, they tend to make us unhealthy. So yeah, on that yeah. note, we need to go ahead and go for our last break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about how to stay healthy.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you want an empowering, healthy way of life, consider Yoga Radio with host and teacher Katrina Ariel. Every show promotes freedom in your body, clarity in your mind, and an uplifted feeling in your heart. Catch Katrina and her guests, some from the yoga world and some that you'd never believe had anything to do with yoga. It's an informal discussion, a short meditation, or a yoga session to help you find the beauty of life, even in a stressful world. It's Yoga Radio with Katrina Ariel, live every Thursday at 11 a.m. in the West, 2 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit SoundColorAndLightForLife.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
So, welcome back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. Today, we're discussing tuning fork therapy, and I have with me Connie Luisi. Welcome back, Connie.
Good afternoon.
So, we were talking about pH balance and how our bodies want to be at minus 25 millivolts. And when you have cancer, you actually flip to the acidic side and go to a plus 30. And doing things like hugging trees, putting your feet in the grass, walking in a stream, sitting outdoors, being in the sunlight. I know everybody wants to say don't be in the sunlight because of the UV rays and all that kind of stuff, but your body was meant to have light. Light is food for the body. So that is definitely something that you want to do to help to keep your health up. Light is a nutrient just like food is a nutrient for the body.
And positive thoughts, negative thoughts and negative ideas actually take a far greater toll on the body than you realize, lowering the body's pH and rendering it less capable of warding off diseases and things.
Yeah, because it brings down, it brings your stress level up. You get upset about something and it puts your body into a stress mode. So when the body goes into a stress mode, automatically things start going south and your voltage starts to drop.
Exactly.
And again, it just goes in pockets of places. It doesn't mean the entire body voltage is off, but if you have cancer in the pancreas, that's where, you know, you happen to store your issues, your thoughts that you've created of joy or whatever, or sadness, and that's where you've stored it in that particular organ.
But we've talked so much about the need for the body to cooperate, and when there's a blockage in one area, other areas will be affected. So even though the acidity started in one place, it will spread due to the need for things to flow in an unhindered way.
Very true. And that's one of the reasons why I use a set of forks called the Solfeggio forks. And again, this is not religious based. It just is tones that were used for ancient Gregorian chants. There's a book by Leonard Horowitz called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And it's a story about how Dr. Joseph Paleo channeled down the Book of Numbers and how it was written in the power of the fifth and got the tones that God created the universe with. So the Solfeggio tones are considered sacred tones, and you can use these Solfeggio forks for pulling out a lot of the emotional and mental issues that people have. I kind of equate the Solfeggio forks to laser tuning fork therapy. If you have a tree in the fall and it has all these leaves all over it, you can use a lot of different sound mediums like gongs and crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and things like that. And it's almost like those shake the tree. So if you shake the tree, all the leaves fall and there's only a few left in. Well, the ones that are left in that are really being stuck and not able to get out of that tree, you can go in with these Solfeggio forks and start pulling that out of the body. And a lot of times that's enough to pull out anything before it really gets to a bad disease state for a person. So I use the Solfeggios a lot. I call it the family wheel, because who do we have the most problem with? It's not a stranger on the street, but our families.
I can attest to that.
Mm-hmm. So these forks will make different kinds of noises based off of whether it hit a blockage for a particular person. And it's really pretty fascinating the results that you get, because every time I go in and I go to, let's say, the sister line, and you have four sisters, I go and I say one of the sisters is making a clunk. The tuning fork will literally make a clunking noise instead of the pretty playful ding that it's supposed to make. And the person will say, okay, well, I have four sisters, and we'll test each sister. And sure enough, it will nail the one that person seems to be having the difficulty with. So we go ahead and clear it, and then the tuning forks are all clear and the person no longer has an issue with the sister. And a lot of a weight off their shoulders seems to completely go away.
And with those forks, you don't actually touch the body as you do with the ones for the nervous system, the meridian systems, and the endocrine.
Correct.
Right?
Now, correct.
I've heard of another fork that has a capacity to clear energy from a room. You know, we've all walked into a room and said, whoa, who just had a fight in here? Who died? And I've encountered homes that I've walked into and just not felt right. And I know there are some alternative therapists that claim they can clear the energy from a house that, and therefore help it sell. Is there a fork that can do that?
There is. They call it the crystal fork, and it's the one with the highest frequency. It's the one that's at 4,096. And so when you hit it, it just seems to shatter energy. So you don't use it on a person's energy field. You don't want to disrupt their energy field. The thing you're trying to do with the tuning fork is to initiate a response in the body so that it'll kick in and heal itself. But with the crystal fork, it shatters different energies. So I use it to clean people's jewelry. I use it to clean houses, to clean spaces. If there's just some kind of unwanted lingering energy that you can just kind of feel in the air.
Yeah, but I bet antiques would benefit greatly from this form.
Antiques as well, because when you purchase these antiques, they have all the junk and the clunk from the previous owners, every fight they ever were in, different things that just stick to the energy. We're all energy, including the wood that's in that furniture, and so everything sticks to it. And one of the last points I want to make about the tuning forks that I love is the fact that you can use them almost anywhere on the body. So if you're a massage therapist and you know foot or hand reflexology, you can use tuning forks on those points to initiate a response. If you've got sinuses and you know the spot on the feet or hands for that, you can use it. If you're a chiropractor or you know the different nervous system points on the spine, you can go ahead and use the forks on the spine for those points. You can also even use them for teeth. You can put them on the skin, and it doesn't even have to be on the area where that particular organ is. You can put it on the knee when you're trying to do something with the thyroid, because remember, the thyroid knows its tone. So, and then the last place is obviously through the ears. You can put them up through the ears. So in all these different places, you can put tuning forks to begin to initiate a response in the body. And that's what I love the most about the tuning forks.
Yeah. I mean, this is just all so fascinating. What could our listeners do if they wanted to learn more about tuning fork therapy or perhaps become sound therapists themselves?
The best place to go is a website called www.powerofsounds.com. That's the International Sound Therapy Association, and they're based in Atlanta, Georgia, and they do a fabulous job. I teach classes for them, and there's a lot of other practitioners that teach all different kinds of sound healing methodologies, and that's basically what this nonprofit organization is for people to learn more about sound therapy and how they can use it for them. And on that note, we're going to need to leave till next week. So I want to say thank you to Connie, and thank you for another episode of Good Vibrations. I hope you all enjoyed the show. And next week, we'll have a fabulous show with Dr. Bill Cunningham of White Dove Healing. And we'll be discussing homeopathy and quantum biofeedback. And I hope you all have a very healthy week. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.